Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast on what should be a national holiday, as it is my husband's birthday.
It's a national holiday to me.
It is, and that is the truth every year.
Absolutely. Our confession for January 4th that we sent out and shared with you says, Heavenly Father, this year, the enemy's sinister efforts to steal my harvest, rob me of my dreams, and devour my financial success and destiny are in my rearview mirror.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. In the strong name of Jesus, I bind him and every one of his strategies, according to Matthew 18:18, which declares my right, my inheritance, as a born-again child of God. I command Satan to release my harvest. I'm serving him notice that according to Proverbs 6:31, we are demanding the release of a sevenfold return on all that he's stolen or is even now trying to steal from me, from us. Release our harvest now in the powerful name and authority of Jesus.
Amen and amen.
That's a strong confession.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. Well, here's a question. I know what kind of day I'm going to have, but what kind of day are you going to have? Not sure? Then answer this. Who will determine the kind of day that you're going to have?
There you go.
Your spouse, your children, your parents, your boss, your best friend. Maybe it's a slow-driving person. I want to say idiot, but I won't. The slow-driving person in the fast lane. The police officer who gives you a ticket because you didn't come to a full stop hoping to get to work on time. Your supervisor who's giving you enough work for three people. Your boss who doesn't recognize you for your hard work. Yes, all the people in the paragraph above can impact the kind of day you're having, but, and it's a big but, you're the only one who can determine the kind of day you're going to have.
Fortunately, as it is Saturday, you won't run into a lot of the boss stuff other than we do work on Saturday. But many people don't. Hallelujah.
You're the one who chooses to allow others to affect your day. Here are seven keys to having a great day. Number one, meditation. Now, I'm not talking about that new age kind of foolishness where you hum, chant, and take some awkward pose. Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Charles Spurgeon, the renowned English pastor, once said, the more you read the Bible and the more you meditate on it, the more you will be astonished with it. The general impression of the word meditate says just something you think about or ponder in your mind. However, the Hebrew translation shows that we're to do more than just ponder and think about the word. We're to speak it out, even in a whisper. Hebrew word for meditate, H1897, it means utter, muse, mutter, meditate, speak. Meditate comes from a root word that means whisper. While the word meditate in Joshua 1:8 comes from the same root word, be interesting to look at this verse again in light of this revelation. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein and day and night. Thou mayest observe it to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Hallelujah.
The word should not depart your mouth. You should utter, muse, meditate, speak, whisper, day and night. In other words, you should be continually speaking the word of God. Matthew 12:34, classic amplified. For out of the fullness, the overflow, the superabundance of the mouth. Let me say that again. For out of the fullness, the overflow, the superabundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Amen. Number two, preparation. President Abraham Lincoln once said, "I will prepare and someday my chance will come." And it did. Joshua 7, verse 13. Joshua 7, 13 in the New Living Translation says, "Get up, command the people to purify themselves in preparation for tomorrow. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Hidden among you, O Israel, are things set apart for the Lord. You will never defeat your enemies until you remove these things from among you." God instructed the children of Israel to purify themselves. In the King James Version, he says, "Sanctify yourselves." According to the Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for sanctify means to consecrate, sanctify, prepare, dedicate, be hallowed, be holy, be sanctified, be separate. Part of our daily preparation should be to sanctify ourselves, consecrate, and yes, prepare ourselves for what lies ahead. Our preparation needs to be blended with expectation. Like it says in Joshua 3, 5, Joshua 3, verse 5, "For tomorrow Jehovah will do wonders among you."
Number three, motivation. What motivates you? What fires you up? Is it music? The songs we listen to in the morning, "Oh Happy Day," "Just Can't Stop Praising His Name," "Hallelujah." Other songs too. But I love "Oh Happy Day." And see, when we do music in the morning, we're dressing our mind as we dress our bodies.
Amen.
And it always fires us up.
It does.
There's about five or six songs. And we'll listen to them over and over during the whole time we're dressing.
Mm-hmm.
What motivates you? Are you motivated by visual images of a goal or dream that you're seeking to attain or fulfill? Is it a trip? For me, that'd be a visit to Bora Bora, staying in one of those little villas out over the water where I can see all the fish swimming underneath the floor. Is it a picture that motivates you? Or you're motivated by a person? What, where, and who motivates you? Lee Holtz, Lou Holtz, the legendary football coach and TV commentator, once said, "Ability is what you're capable of doing. Motivation, what you'll do. Attitude determines how well you do it."
That's good. Number four, application. James 2, verse 17 says, "Even so faith, if hath not works, is dead, being alone." It's not really what we know, it's what we do with what we know that makes a difference and impacts the course of human events, our events. According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for works is ergon, and it means any product, whatever, anything accomplished by hand, art, industry, or mind, an act, deed, a thing done. In James 2, verse 17, Classic Amplified, it says, "So also faith, if it does not have works, deeds, and actions of obedience to back it up, by itself is destitute of power, inoperative, dead." The more specific we get in preparing our daily assignments and tasks, the greater success we're going to have in achieving those objectives.
Number five, delegation. There are three key factors in delegation. First, recognizing that you can't do everything yourself. In order to be successful in life, you must have a successor, which means you must train those who you work with to effectively handle the things that you need help in achieving. Second, be very specific in your assignments, making sure that everyone knows what's expected of them. I recommend that you write down the specific instructions you give to employees or coworkers. We also recommend in the workplace that you follow this instruction with email, thus preventing. I didn't. In other words, once you are given instruction, follow it with an email so you don't say, you don't hear them say, "I didn't hear you say that. I didn't understand that's what you meant." If you put in an email, no doubt. Specificity is a key element of productivity. And third, Discern the difference in people's abilities to properly handle specific assignments, which may be of a higher value. It just makes sense to delegate to others so they can do so, and they can do things that you've asked them to do. And that will allow you to do other things that perhaps they can't. John Maxwell, the noted author and teacher, said, "Good executives never put off until tomorrow what they can get someone else to do today."
There you go, John Maxwell. Amen. 6, determination. If you're doing anything remotely productive for the kingdom of God, the enemy is going to attempt to render you ineffective. We just can't be discouraged by others. In Nehemiah 6:9, in the New Living Translation, Nehemiah 6:9 says, "They were trying to intimidate us, imagining that they could discourage us and stop the work. So I continued the work with even greater determination." Sometimes that's what we have to do.
Absolutely.
Bear down and get with it.
Get it done.
Another key scripture on determination is in Psalm 27:14. Psalm 27, verse 14, the classic Amplified Bible. "Wait for and confidently expect the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for and confidently expect the Lord."
Number 7, manifestation. Do you want to know how to have a great day, a successful day, every day? The answer is found in Proverbs 3:6, Living Bible. It says, "In everything you do, put God first, and he will direct you and crown your efforts with success." God will. That scripture doesn't say might, could, or should. The scripture says that when we put God first, he will direct and crown our efforts with success. Psalm 90, verse 17. New Living Translation. "And may the Lord our God show us his approval and make our efforts successful." Yes, make our efforts successful. When we put God first, never doubting his word or his promises, he will show his approval of our faithfulness by making our efforts, the things we put our hands to, successful. Putting God first means not doubting his promises. If you're facing what appears in the natural to be dire economic circumstances, have faith. Put God first. Putting God first means that regardless of your job status, God will come through for you when things begin to appear hopeless. Putting God first means just that, honoring him for who he is, what he's done, and what he's doing in your life. Putting God first means standing your ground against every demonic assault against you, your family, and your finances. Listen, every person in our voice, you got what it takes to have a greater tomorrow, every day. But you have to make up your mind and do it.
That's right.
Smith Wigglesworth, one of God's generals, once said, "God wants manifestation, and he wants his glory to be seen. You're going to miss a great deal if you don't begin to act." Well, this is your day. My birthday.
And this is your time.
And this is your time to act. Go to haroldherring.com. If you've been blessed by the teaching, click the button that says "Sow a Seed." Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.